welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus, and I'll be your host this evening. I am so incredibly grateful that you are joining me for another episode. You guys, week six. I can't even fathom it. I feel as though every time I jump in front of my camera, every time I turn on my mic, some part of me is still trying to figure it out, but there's a big part of me that just feels more comfortable each time. And it is so fun. It's just so fun getting to see the progress from even just week one, where behind the scenes, it's either like a little bit more editing, it's either less editing. It's so fun just seeing how much I'm enjoying it, how much more comfortable I'm getting, how people are enjoying it. The feedback is always so much fun. And I mean, I say that every week, but truthfully, like, I just feel like every week I see and I hear from either new people, the same people, just in terms of even how they view I've been growing. And it's just so much fun. I can't believe it's week six. And I don't know if it feels like it's week six or if it feels like it's been more or if it's been less, but it's beyond that. I'm just so grateful that you are joining me for another week and that I'm still feeling inspired and that I truly just believe that this is the beginning. So a little woo to that. Week six. This is going to be so much fun. I just got back from Chicago yesterday. It is Monday, and I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is a little sensitive, okay? We had some fun nights, me and my friends, and it was great. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. Not only just celebrating my birthday, but also just seeing people who you haven't seen in a really long time. I've said this before, but one of my best friends lives in Chicago, and actually another one of my hometown best friends lived there too. So that was like a double whammy, double header, you know, just going out and seeing them, like, so much fun. And I was joined traveling with my other two best friends who I went to high school with as well. And overall, just such a fun weekend. I feel so full. My cup is overflowing right now. And it's just one of those things that once you leave, it's bittersweet because obviously you don't want it to end, but it just makes you more excited to see them the next time that you go. And so that was kind of like a little recap of the weekend. So that leads me straight into my weekly question of how am I doing? How are you doing? How are we doing? What's new? What's going on? You know the drill. You're familiar with this at this point. And truthfully, I feel really good. I feel really good. I will say that we happened to go out this past weekend, which was super fun, but I haven't done that in such a long time. I feel like post-grad, you kind of get in a little slump of who do I go out with? You know, who's around me? What do I do? Where do I live? Like, is it convenient for me to go out? You don't go out as frequently. I know that. Some people tend to, but for me, you know, moving away from the cities, it's a lot harder for me to like push myself to go out because it's just a longer commute and it's just inconvenient, you know, when you're trying to go out. But also, one thing that I really enjoyed after graduating was I didn't feel the pressure of going out, which a lot of people feel in college. I know I felt that, especially towards the end. I had a few phases here and there where I really enjoyed going out and it was something I looked forward to every weekend, every Friday, Saturday, you know, even a Thursday, you know, the Thirsty Thursdays. But I started to not really desire to go out as much. And, you know, you kind of just do it because you're like, YOLO, like, you're not in college forever. Like, you're going to have to deal with all these responsibilities. Your life is going to change, like, da-da-da-da-da. And I feel like I did it and I lived it up for what I lived it up to be. But my desire at the end of graduation was to like do my own thing, you know? And I've spoken about this, but I love my nights. I love my nights in. I love a good reset, right? I love my routines. I have my stuff planned out. And I think I am someone who has really prioritized staying in versus going out, especially because, I mean, I think I'm in a different predicament, you know? I don't have as many people around me that I guess push me to go out. Like, no one is calling me up every weekend being like, we need to go party, we need to like go clubbing. Like, no one is like that, which I value because I think that there's other things you can also do with your friends. I value like So many other things. I mean, dinners, you know, I mean, picnics, going on walks, working out, like that kind of a thing. I think though that's where my friendships have truthfully thrived recently. But I will say that I think that that was also one of the harder things for me to kind of mesh into my life because as much as I was desiring to stay in more, a part of me was also like, Annabelle, you're 22, now 23. Like, you are young. You deserve to go have some fun. You deserve to go out. And I think that in college, I created this scenario and this reality in my brain of like what going out has to be every time and what staying in every time has to be. And I feel like it got to be so extreme. Okay. And now I'm at the point where I truly am trying to find that balance, you know, that everyone's talking about where you can do both in moderation. When discussing this episode and when diving into this episode, I want this episode to be a question for you. Going out or staying in? Let's talk about it. I actually asked both of my Instagrams, my main AB Wiskus and my podcast account, Talk About It Podcast, what they preferred most, what the people desired to do most. I either said, what do you prefer? Going out, staying in. I kept it very simple, okay? Very simple, and just let the people do their thing, let the people talk. And literally, over 60%, I would say closer to 70% of people said staying in was their preferred desire. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all because this is how I feel as well. But I do think that staying in, I think that self-care, relaxation, that cozy night in, right, taking care of yourself has become a trend. And not in like the trendy, like this is a TikTok trend kind of a thing. But I think people are kind of now, especially post-grad, they're out of the peer pressure, they're out of the FOMO, they're not feeling like they have to go out every weekend like they used to be. And I think that this is really interesting because I think that in college, the theme of college is literally YOLO. Like, it literally, as silly as that may sound, like, it literally is you only live this portion of your life once. Go out, stay out late, do this, do that, kind of just like be free, make mistakes, that kind of a thing, you know? And I think that in moderation, you know, that's good because we don't want to live with like a what if, like I wish I did that. I wish I went out. I wish I saw went to that concert. I wish I talked to this person. But at the same time, I think that like that kind of life is it's a little boring. It's a little boring. I mean, mainly because at the end of the day, I feel like personally, and I'm going to talk from like my personal experiences, okay? I think personally, looking back, I don't regret going about college the way that I went about it, but I do think that the also trend of going out in college and thinking that it has to be this huge movie experience, like you need to do everything like as crazy as you can because you only live that portion of your life once. Like this is the youngest and the best looking that you'll ever be and whatever. Like I know that that's a thing, but I think that it's a little overhyped, okay? And I know that that might be a hot take, especially for this episode, but truthfully, I think that that is it's definitely overhyped, okay? Because I felt it, especially towards the end. I think that everyone has their either freshman, sophomore, or maybe you bloom a little later, junior, senior moment where you're like, you're drinking too much, you're not meeting the right people, like you're kind of doing some things that you regret, but like you keep doing it because you feel like you have to, and like that's just kind of where you are right now in life. And I think that like that's fun and all to a certain extent, but I found so much more peace and I found so much more comfort and safety in also those nights that I spent in. And I guess my main topic about this episode specifically is that I feel as though our generation and this era We take things literally to the most extreme that they can be, okay? I feel as though you either are someone who stays in all the time and barely goes out, and you're known as like someone who never goes out, or you're someone who's known as a party animal and you always go out and you're always looking for a good time. Like, it's hard. You might know someone in the middle, but it's hard to balance that out. It really is. And especially in college. And so post grad, you either fall to one extent, you either fall to one of those extremes. You either fall to someone who doesn't end up going out at all anymore, or you fall to someone who still parties a ton and still goes out a ton. And I guess where I've fallen is I haven't had the desire to stay out late, to drink like I used to talk to people like that. Like, I don't know. I that hasn't been like my scene anymore. And I just feel like that's just me falling into new hobbies and me falling into new interests. But I also have been at the point in my life where I'm like, but I still want to have fun. Like, I still want to get outside my comfort zone. And I do want to have some fun nights. Like, I just don't want to have the fun nights the way that I used to, because that's not who I am anymore. And the person that used to do that had a lot of things that she was going through, okay? Like, it wasn't what I wanted for myself. That's not how I want people to see me. That's not how I want people to remember me or my first impression of people. And I feel like in this new era and this new, I guess, moment of my life where I'm in post grad, and I mean, the first few months were the hardest. I had people who I thought I loved who were telling me what happened to the girl I fell in love with, what happened to the girl who used to drink as much as she did. Like, where did she go? Like, what happened to her? And I'm like, if that's the girl that you knew me as, then you never really knew me. And I think that that was something that really stuck with me, because going out was so extreme that people knew me as that person, but forming into this new person who saw it in herself and doesn't need that, people almost used it against me. And used it against me in a sense that they were like, you're not fun anymore. You don't want to have fun anymore. Almost used it to shame me. And there's still people, and there always will be people that do that, right? I mean, you can't control what people say. And sometimes it does come out of, as odd as it is, it does come out of love. Like, people just want to be around you. And I think that that is something that I try to remind myself of. But sometimes it is just used to shame you, because maybe it's just, they don't feel like they're at the same level. Maybe they feel like they're falling behind, and honestly, they might be envious or jealous of like the way that you're able to live your life, and they just don't feel like they can live it the way that you can. I don't know what it is, right? Because that's not where I'm at, but I do know that I am someone who still wants to have fun. I just don't want to do it in the ways that I used to do it. Right now, in the place that we are at, it is so hard to feel comfortable in that middle spot, because we are surrounded by a lot of people, a lot of platforms that truthfully I want to say to live at those extremes. And I say this because I feel the exact same way, okay? I think when I scroll on any of my platforms, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, even, I think everyone wants to dream up how they want their life to be and how they want to live. I think I'm very much like that, and I know a lot of people who are like that as well. But it is very common right now to illustrate in your mind and make goals and dream of like how you want to be, okay? And I think that that can evolve around the amount of money that you make, what you're eating, what you're doing to move your body, how you look, how you feel. I think it could be what you wear. I mean, I know I use all those platforms too to like think about what is trending, like what I should wear, what I should look like, that kind of a thing. The places that you go, all that kind of stuff. I think that we are surrounded by content and creation that inspires us to live our life a specific certain way. And so everyone knows like the power of the algorithm, right? When you see one thing, when you talk about one thing, your page is filled with that kind of stuff. It's either all lifestyle stuff of people who are like getting after their day, working out, eating right. It inspires you and almost hypnotizes you to do that exact same thing too. You're like, oh, I feel a fire lit under me. I'm gonna eat so great this year. Or this week, I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna feel the best that I can. I'm gonna screw alcohol. screw this, screw that, screw spending money. I'm gonna save up all my money and all this stuff, and I'm gonna stay in, and it's gonna be great. But on the other side, you also see people who are going to concerts. They're going out. They're getting really fun photos. They're wearing super cute going outfits and looking like they're having so much fun. They're socializing. They're making friends. They're et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's one end of the spectrum. And then I think that there also is, which I've seen, is this little tiny sliver right in the middle there of both extremes. Okay, this little tiny sliver that talks about balance. Okay. But most of the time, I don't feel like we get in, I don't feel like we get shown the middle ground as much as the two extremes. At least I don't. I think that people say you have to live in balance. You have to do both. The best way to live is to do both. It's not just do one thing or do the other, but to do them both. Like you can do both. But I think what they leave out is that it is hard. And so I think when people try to do it, they often get discouraged because it takes more effort to feel driven when you go spend money or go out. And then when you do that stuff, you don't feel like you're going to be the healthiest and the richest that you can be in the future because then you're like, you're countering everything. You know what I mean? So I feel like that sliver is so small in what we see and how much people see of that because not a lot of people feel like they can follow it out. You either fall to one side or the other. And this is the issue with both extremes, in my opinion. Okay? I think that there are some really great things and really comforting, peaceful things, but there are some things that make it hard, okay? Starting with staying in. In my personal opinion, if I stay in multiple days in a row, it's still great. I feel restful. It's great. But a lot of the times it can get a little repetitive. It can get a little isolating. And I just end up feeling bored at the end of the day because I'm like, okay, well, now I want to see someone. Now I want to do something. Now I want to like go have fun, like maybe like see some girlfriends, like go get a drink, I don't know, like go get dinner, dress up, something, right? Like do something for yourself, okay? Do something to like have some fun. At least that's how I feel. I feel like when I do it too many days in a row, I'm like, all right, like when can I get out? I'm feeling like a hermit. Like when can I get out, okay? But on the other side, when you go out, I feel like there's a part of society and there's a part of you that can feel like you have to go all the way over the top and commit fully to it, that you overcommit, and then you end up either with regrets, mistakes. You end up going and taking it too far sometimes because society's like, you need to go crazy, you need to stay out late, you need to do this, you need to do that. So, in the consensus of it, is I feel like it's either too much or it's too less. It's either you're going all the way or you're not going anywhere, which can be hard lives to live. They can be hard lives on both extremes because that's not how we're supposed to live. And so I think where I want to leave you is this. What I am trying to do, okay, not what I've figured out, not what I think is best, but what I am trying to do is try to find the middle. And that middle ground for me has changed so much, okay? Everyone has a different middle ground, right? Mine usually lies. I think what I enjoy most in going out is when I get to dress up. I enjoy making myself feel good. I enjoy getting a cute outfit, doing my makeup, doing my hair, right? Outside of like a work setting, okay? Because they're two completely different vibes. But doing that, and then I enjoy going out to a nice dinner or just a dinner with my friends, maybe having a drink. Taking some photos, right? If we're feeling fun, maybe going to another place for another drink. I don't think there's any harm in that, right? But doing something within a span of time and socializing with the people that you want to spend your time with, and then going home, I still have the ability to put on my pajamas, to make a tea. I've had a good dinner, so like I'm all set with that. Climb into bed, either watch a show such as Love Island. I've been on that grind. Don't even get me started. I'm very invested, you guys. I'm actually having a watch party later tonight with my friends. But watching a good show or reading a good book, anything, doing your devotionals, doing a journal, journaling. I mean, you can have a sweet treat at home too if you want to save some money, you guys. Like, buy a carton of ice cream and just like savor it, okay? But doing a little bit of both. And I think designated self-care nights are great. And once in a blue moon, when you're celebrating something super big, it's still great to go out. I think that those are special occurrences that I enjoy going out and having a good time. But I feel like that middle ground allows me the best of both. It allows me to see people, to let loose a little bit and have some fun, but then also to remain responsible and feel rested and feel comfortable and feel at peace and have a good, solid night, you guys. I truly think that that is where my balance lies and where I have pushed post grad. And it wasn't always like this because I think that right after post grad, I truly was like, I don't want to do any of that. Like, I don't want to drink. I don't want to do any of that. I don't think I really got dinner with people the way I do now and as often as I do now. I think I enjoy a cocktail more frequently now than I did the first 3, 4 months. But I think that was also just me trying to get, have my feet underneath me and get myself in a rhythm and, save up a little bit of money and just feel like I like know where I am and I can have a good routine with that kind of thing. And it was also winter, so like a different vibe of going out than summer, where I enjoy sitting on the patio and I enjoy live music and et cetera. It's just different vibes, different seasons. But just ultimately, I truthfully feel like now I'm at a point where I feel like I enjoy the position that I'm creating for myself when I go out. In conclusion of this episode, you guys, I just feel as though we are in a pivotal point of our lives that are surrounded by a generation that pushes you to the extremes of both sides of going crazy, going out, being social, living your life, living your age, acting your age, or being someone who isolates himself a little bit more, wants comfort, wants peace, wants relaxation, wants their reset, wants their routine. And I think that we have such a hard time bringing the two together in harmony and enjoying the two cohesively. I feel as though I am one of these people because I have turned into someone who will prioritize and crave staying in over a night out, but I also know a ton of people who prefer and desire going out over staying in. And I think that is totally fine. Both sides are great for their own reasons, right? But we're also surrounded by influence and content and creation that might not align with where you are at right now. That might make it confusing for you to know where you are at right now because of the fear of missing out, of the fear of not being the person that you want to be, of not acting the way that you want to be, of maybe getting home too late and then you messed up your routine to make yourself a better person the next day, or you didn't go out and so you missed a moment that you knew you would have never forgotten, a bucket list moment, if that is. You wish you would have bought the ticket, but then you wish you would have went home earlier or saved a little bit of money. It's hard to find that middle ground, and I think that that is just the truth of where we are at right now. And this episode isn't me saying you either need to do one or you need to do the other, or you need to find your middle. You might not need to find your middle. What I am saying is it's okay. It's okay to be on one side, the other side, or the middle. But I think that right now, I'm at a point in my life where I want to find a little bit more middle ground for myself, maybe be a little bit more spontaneous, maybe be a little bit more adventurous when it comes to how I spend my time. But I also want to be someone who doesn't lose the foundation that I've built for myself to be the person that I am today. I feel like when I don't prioritize that alone time or that relaxation or that regrouping time that I like to have at night, or I just don't have the ability to feel as organized for my next day, I don't feel like the best version of myself. I don't feel like I can execute what I want to execute the next day. I think it's easy to fall to one extreme or the other, but I think it's hard to find that middle ground. And I think a lot of us might benefit playing around in the shallow end of the pool versus diving into the deep end or not getting it at all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode. I really enjoyed this episode. I feel like it is such a real conversation, and it's not even just about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what's right for you, what's wrong for you. It truly is just, it's okay to be figuring it out. And I think that everyone has a different middle ground. They have a different shallow end of the pool. And I think we all should not be afraid to enjoy one extreme or the other. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please show me by liking, subscribing, commenting, sharing, following, all of the above to this episode and to my podcast, Talk About It Podcast. I love you guys so, 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 so very much, and I will see you next time. Bye!